Democrats duke it out.
This was the night the gloves finally came off.
Impeachment trial uncertainty.
House Democrat prosecution seems to have gotten cold feet.
Homophobic rant at school.
I'm glad she got her lesson taught. It's called karma.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Seven presidential candidates squared off in the final Democratic debate of the year, and CBS's Ed O'Keefe in Los Angeles says a battle over big money took center stage.
Billionaires in wine caves should not pick the next president.
Senator Elizabeth Warren challenged Mayor Pete Buttigieg for recently holding an exclusive fundraiser in a wine cave in California's Napa Valley. Buttigieg pushed back.
This is the problem with issuing purity tests you cannot yourself pass. Senator, your net worth is 100 times mine.
Eventually, Senator Amy Klobuchar tried to stop the bickering.
I came here to make a case for progress, and I have never even been to a wine cave.
But she took her own shots at Buttigieg over his previous comments about his Washington outsider status.
I have not denigrated your experience as a local official. I have been one.
Try putting together a coalition with 80% of the vote as a gay dude in Mike Pence's Indiana.
There were also questions of age and gender.
Senator Warren, you would be the oldest president ever inaugurated.
I'd also be the youngest woman ever inaugurated.
The contenders face questions about the economy.
We need an economy that focuses on the needs of oppressed, exploited people.
Climate change.
Climate is my number one priority.
Healthcare.
Under Joe's plan, essentially, we retain the status quo.
And how they'd fix a broken Washington. Former Vice President Joe Biden made an especially personal plea.
And if anyone has reason to be angry with the Republicans and not want to cooperate, it's me, the way they've attacked me, my son, and my family.
This is Steve Futterman. At the very end of last night's debate here in Los Angeles, comments from Joe Biden led to some controversy.
A little kid who says, I can't talk. I have scores of these young women and men who I keep in contact with.
Those comments, though, led to a tweet from former White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. She mocked Biden. I, she said, have no idea what Biden is talking about. Biden quickly responded, saying, I've worked my whole life to overcome a stutter. Soon afterwards, Sanders deleted her initial tweet and replaced it with another one, apologizing.
The debate last night was sponsored by PBS and Politico. A leading evangelical Christian magazine has published an editorial calling for President Trump to be removed from office. Christianity Today, founded by the late Billy Graham, says Mr. Trump has a blackened moral record. President Trump, in a tweet this morning, calls it a far-left magazine. On Capitol Hill, CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us it's not clear when the articles of impeachment will make it over to the Senate.
Leader McConnell called the Democrats' case for impeachment weak after Speaker Pelosi suggested she might wait to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate.
We'll see whether House Democrats ever want to work up the courage to actually take their accusations to trial.
Frankly, I don't care what the Republicans say.
Pelosi was just as scathing about McConnell, who has vowed to work in lockstep with the White House on this trial.
Our founders, when they wrote the Constitution, they suspected that there could be a rogue president. I don't think they suspected that we could have a rogue president and a rogue leader in the Senate at the same time.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer had his first meeting with McConnell about the trial yesterday.
I told Leader McConnell that we would not support any trial without witnesses and documents.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham called the Democratic strategy constitutional extortion.
I just left President Trump. He's mad as hell that they would do this to him and now deny him his day in court.
Ivanka Trump tells Face the Nation host Margaret Brennan her father is angry but energized after being impeached.
You know, I think he sees it for what it is, which is really just raw partisan politics.
Boeing, already facing turbulence with the grounded 737 MAX, looked to take a big step forward with today's successful launch of an unmanned spacecraft. It did blast off, but it has had some engine firing issues and has not made it to orbit. President Trump was not at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida this week when a Chinese woman with an expired visa was told to leave, returned to take photos, and then was arrested. Back in March, a Shanghai businesswoman was arrested there with a laptop, phones, and other gear. Neither woman's been charged with spying, but former CIA man and CBS News contributor Michael Morell says the location has to be of interest to Beijing.
If I were the Chinese and I knew that the president had classified conversations in a public area, I would want to put some sort of collection device down to pick up those conversations.
In Philadelphia, CBS's Don Daler has details on a deadly building explosion.
Crews suspended their search efforts last night as Philadelphia firefighters continued to douse flames in below-freezing temperatures.
I haven't seen a movie look like this.
It all began when a violent explosion first brought down one row house and ultimately leveled two others, with clouds of black smoke billowing in every direction. At least 60 people had to be evacuated.
Come on, get inside!
At least two people thought to be trapped inside are now presumed dead.
Well, now to Detroit, WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert tells us the Takata airbag recall could be expanded yet again.
1.4 million faulty inflators are already being recalled. After a recent death in Australia, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is looking at more vehicles from Honda, Toyota, Audi, and Mitsubishi. No specific models, but all of these vehicles are older, from the late 90s.
We're hearing from the Salt Lake City fifth grader who was subjected to a homophobic rant from a substitute teacher when she learned he was being adopted by two men. The 11-year-old Daniel Van Amstel tells CBS This Morning.
I feel she could have done better. Even if she didn't like it, she didn't have to say that. But I'm glad she got her lesson taught. It's called karma.
That teacher was fired. Josh Van Amstel is one of Daniel's two dads.
Our child had been bullied by a superior, by somebody who was brought in from the school in order to teach these children fifth grade math. She's not there to teach her personal religious views.
Time is running out for shoppers as the holidays close in fast.
We've already had Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Small Business Saturday, Green Monday, and there's one more to add to the list. Tomorrow is Panic Saturday. It's not only 4 days before Christmas, but the day before the first night of Hanukkah this year. Analysts at Retail Next expect it'll be the biggest shopping day of the season. Apple, Best Buy, Macy's, and Target are among the stores extending their hours. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
There's a new Miss America.
Camille Schreier, Virginia!
Camille Schreier from Virginia is a biochemist. Most contestants sing, dance, or play an instrument. She donned a lab coat and performed a chemistry experiment. That's The Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.